Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Your Pleasure as a Black Woman. Today's episode is going to be me sharing a little bit of my story and being really transparent about how I've been feeling as of right now. We're 2 weeks shy of going into 2023, but when you hear this, we will be in 2023. But I felt it was worth sharing a few things that have come up with for me over the past, I'll say, month or two. So in season one, episode two, I talked about how I was making the transition into working with Black women, about how I wanted to cater my services to being able to help high-achieving, successful Black women own their success, but also integrate pleasure and fulfillment and self-intimacy into their day-to-day lives so that they wake up every day excited and motivated to do the things that they enjoy, crave, and desire. I had no clue about how the little things or the little messages that are put out there in the ether would affect me. I always, me being that strong woman that I am, I always feel like certain things don't affect me, or my ability to work through it is always going to get me to the other side. Like, there will be no hiccups because I take care of myself. I practice my self-care. I have a support group. I have mentors. I have all the things that is supposedly supposed to make things a little bit smoother for me. Boy, was I wrong. So I was blocking myself from really showing up in my business. And through the support of some of my business friends and my coach, I was able to figure out what that block was. And I wanted to share it here today because I do believe that some of you that are listening have similar blocks, because it requires us to be visible and to show up and to take up space. Now, this is interesting because one of my words for 2022 was to be visible. I guess I didn't really understand how much I was going to have to stretch in order to meet that word, or to like fulfill whatever it is, you know, I was looking for that word. But towards the end of this year, it started showing up in mass capacity. So in order for a business owner to start scaling and being, I don't want to say successful because I've really had a different idea of what success looks like, but to really grow, you know, we'll say grow and call in the clients that we want, we have to be speaking to them. We have to tell them what they want to hear. We have to let them know, hey, I'm here and I'm here just for you. I thought I was doing that, but then I realized that I wasn't. A lot of the, say for my email list, when I'm emailing my list every day, I realized that a lot of the things that I was sending out was really watered down. And I was getting frustrated because I'm sitting here wondering for the past, let's see, I've consistently been sending like a weekly email, I'll say give or take 6 months. In my mind, I'm thinking they will come. Write to them and they will come. And they haven't been coming the way that I want them to. But when I realized that I was sending out this really surface, watered down version of what I wanted to say, I had to tap into that. I had to really sit with, why am I not saying what I want to say? Like, when you come to this podcast and you listen to me talk and you listen to me engage with some of my guests and the things that I share, these are not necessarily the words that I am writing and sending out every week. And yes, there is a discrepancy. And the discrepancy was the fact that I was scared. I won't say was, I'm still scared of being visible. I am scared of taking up space. I am scared of the confrontation that comes with owning the fact that I want to hold space for Black women. I want Black women to feel safe and be able to come and take off their mask and be their true authentic self, someone that they really don't get to be on a day-to-day basis. I want to provide space for you who's listening, to know that when you're working with me, there are women that have similar experiences to you, that are going to listen to you, that are going to have empathy for you, that are going to hold you, that are going to let you cry. There's no shame. There's no judgment. It's nothing, but it's space for you to say what you need and to feel the feelings that you constantly put on the back burner because you don't have time. Everyone needs something from you. So when would you possibly have the time to cry, to scream, to think, to daydream, to be? So as much as that sounds amazing, and when I close my eyes, I can see this space. I can see it clearly. When I work one-on-one with my clients throughout the week, and we're talking and we're digging and they're having these amazing transformations and these aha moments, I feel my best. I feel my best. But when it comes to yelling it from the rooftops, there's a block. There's a voice in my head that says, now you know, if you do this, there are a lot of people that are going to be upset. Now, I recognize that as a Black woman, every day I wake up, there's safety in mind. Safety for myself, safety for my family, safety for my space. But it's in a capacity that's really small. It's in a capacity where it's my immediate and myself. That's what it is. Now, when I think about taking up space when it comes to my business, when it comes to speaking out about Black women deserve pleasure, they deserve rest, they deserve to desire, there's going to be a lot of pushback because there's so many people in this world, there are so many stories and narratives just from the end of time that shows that a lot of people believe that we don't deserve that. That we don't deserve to put ourselves first, that we don't deserve to be filling up our own cup. And sometimes they can get really, really loud. And I've watched from afar. I've watched people go out there. I've watched women go out there and rally and for Black women. And I've also noticed that there are some groups that recognize it, appreciate it, and respect it. They say, you know what? We understand where, you know, we understand where you're coming from. And we want you to have this space. We don't want to infiltrate. But when I think about those that so very loudly want to knock down a space that does not belong to them, even though the majority of spaces that exist in this world are for them, for some reason, when there is something that says this is not for you, they want to kick and scream and holler and throw a tantrum. And when I think of coming into that confrontation, I immediately, and I shared this, you know, with some of my business friends and with my coach, I immediately feel a tension in my body. I immediately, even now as we talk about it, and, you know, I'm actively working through this now, but I can feel the tension in my chest and my heart. Because when I go out there and I scream from the rooftops, I'm here for you. I'm not only calling in those that are looking for me, I'm calling in those that are going to notice me by default. And that brings up safety, and safety is high on my values. Safety is really, really high on my values. And I just want to be safe. And me being the researcher that I am, and I'm constantly reading and seeing ways that I'm just by waking up every day, I am not safe. It's like, Natasha, why would you put this bullseye on you so that you can just be seen even more, so that you could be bullied even more, so that you can be poked and prodded even more than you already are? And it's because this is bigger than me. What I'm doing, what I am creating, is no longer about me. It's not about me. It's not about the money. It's not about the tangible anymore. It's about those women that are looking for me. Those women that are waiting for me. Those women that wake up every day and say, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? No one notices me. No one cares about my feelings. No one cares about what makes me happy. Everyone only is out to get what they can from me if it satisfies them. So every day she wakes up and it's another day that she's not motivated to show up. But she does. She pulls that energy from Lord knows where, because her cup is empty. Her cup does not runneth over. And she pushes through every day on fumes. And she shows up like a boss. Half the people in her life don't even know that she is so unfulfilled and so unhappy and so over it. And so it has been gifted upon me to show up for her. And not just show up for her, but show up for those that she engages with, to show up for her, because when I show up for her, I show up for her sister. I show up for her sister-in-law or her best girlfriend or her niece or her goddaughter or her daughter or the girls that she mentors or the schools that she goes to speak at. I show up for them by default when I show up for her. So who am I to allow this fear, the same fear that she's feeling every day? Who am I to tiptoe around and navigate, you know, not navigate, but try to hide from navigating around this feeling of safety when she's doing the same thing? She's doing the exact same thing. We are out here just trying to make it the best that we can together. The difference is I have the capability. I have the experience. I have the training to make things a little bit easier for her. And so as I keep saying that to myself, well, Natasha, if you continue to play small and not take up space and not yell from the rooftops, hey, I have all of this availability for you. I have all this space for you. I have all this love for you, you beautiful Black woman. Like, I am creating this for you, and not only for you, but when you come in here, there's so many that look like you. Come take a seat, take your coat off, take your shoes off, relax, breathe. I don't want you to do anything. I just want you to take a deep breath. That's it. Who am I to deny her that accessibility? I'm not. She's scared. I'm scared. Hell, we all scared. But fear can't be where I make my decisions from. It can't be. There are a lot of things that I've done in my life that have been very, very scary. And so I say all this to say, one, I'm going to do this shit scared and I'm going to show up and I'm going to take up space. I'm going to teach myself. I'm going to ask the questions. I'm going to ask for support. I don't want to be invisible anymore. I know I've been taught to be invisible, not by what has been said to me, but I mean the actions towards me. I know there are people out there that want me to stay invisible, that want me to lay low and not take up space, not be trouble. But I don't want to be invisible anymore. I want you to see me. I want you to hear me. I want you to know. I want you to follow my voice and come to this space. I want you to know that it exists. I want this to reach far and wide. I don't care about anybody else's comfort anymore. I don't care about anybody else's comfort anymore. My focus is on being a part of this healing collective for Black women. That is my focus. That is my mission. And it's happening. I'm watching it happen in front of me, and I want to be a part of it. I want to be the reason why you wake up in the morning excited. I want to be the reason why you find things to giggle about, things to belly aching laugh about. I want to be the reason why you decide to get creative. I want to be the reason why you decide to take the day off and go to the park and swing on the swings or go roller skating or do cartwheels or play tag in the yard with your kids. To run off for the day with your girlfriend and go one state over. I want to be the reason for that. Because what I know is, if no one tells you to do it, you're not going to allow yourself to do it because there's so many people telling you not to. There's so many reasons not to live a life like that and continue in the autopilot of, why am I doing this? The minute your alarm goes off and your eyes open and it's like, oh God, I got to do this again. I don't want to do this again. And I remember that feeling. I remember it. Oh, I remember it. I remember working a job that I absolutely hated. And I would sit on the side of my bed and I would cry. I would cry. My partner would be like, what's going on? I'd be like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I have a client now who's going through the exact same thing. And she's trying to figure out, what is the point of it all? What is the point of it all if every day I wake up and this is what I wake up to? This is what my day-to-day looks like. There's a different option. But I also know that you're not going to take those steps by yourself. You know you're not going to take those steps by yourself. And so that is why I have to do it despite being scared. That's why I show up on this microphone. Because I could agonize and take notes and research about what it is that I want to talk about every week for this podcast and never show up to the mic. Never press record. I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to do it anymore. So I am making the decision that in my new year, I'm going to take up space. I'm going to do it in every capacity that I can in my life. And if you are listening to this and you're saying, oh my gosh, Natasha, oh my gosh, I'm scared too. There are so many things that I want to do. How are you doing this? Get you a support system. Now, shameless plug, I could be part of that support system. But if I'm not, get you a support system. I have been able to cultivate an amazing, amazing support system. I have friends, I have family, I have a business coach, I have a therapist, I have holistic healers. I have a group of business friends that I talk to on a weekly basis. I have created a support system to where I feel comfortable enough to talk things out and not feel shame and not feel judged. And I value those relationships so much, so much, because it helps me to keep going. They let me know that when I rest and I start feeling like, oh God, I'm lazy and I'm unproductive, they help me rest. They help me let my brain rest. They remind me that it's okay to be scared. They hold space for me when they don't understand how it feels to go through some of the fears that I go through, because some of those that I'm in community with, they're not Black. And some of them are not people of color. So they have no clue what it feels like to be scared to take up space. But they hold space for me anyway. And I appreciate that in them. So get you a support system. Don't sit in your thoughts. Do not sit in your thoughts. One thing that I do and I have my clients do is we do brain dumps. Brain dumps in the morning or brain dumps at night, whichever feels better for you, but dump that stuff out. You could sit and swirl and go down a rabbit hole time after time after time again. If you put it somewhere and leave it there, you can always go back. There's no reason to hold it in your brain. If you have questions that constantly come up, like thoughts that constantly come up, stories that you're constantly telling yourselves, questions, write it all down and come back to it. Come back to it later. Create space in your brain to be creative, to find ways to fill your cup so that you can keep pushing forward despite the fear. Make time to daydream. This was actually something that was assigned to me from a coach. Last year, I believe, I was having a hard time sleeping, which oddly enough, I still have a hard time sleeping. But she challenged me to schedule time throughout my day to allow my brain to go wherever it wants, to daydream, to think big, to imagine what I want my life to look like, which is why I can sit here and say, I can literally close my eyes and see what I'm building, what it looks like on the other side of the fear. Create space to daydream. And nothing is off limits. When you daydream, daydream big. I mean big. Things that you think aren't even possible, spend 15, 20 minutes a day just daydreaming it, talking about it to yourself. I do a lot of talking to myself in a future tense about the things that I want or the things that I foresee for myself. I talk about it like I already have it. So these are just a few things to do if you're paralyzed by fear, if you feel blocks about something that's important to you or how you should be showing up in your life. I'm not immune to it. And I want you to know that you can still do the damn thing and be scared as shit to do it. You just have to make the conscious decision and start taking the tiny baby steps to go in that direction. For me, I was stagnant. For me, I was standing still. It was like fight, flight, or freeze. I froze. And then my brain kept trying to figure out, why are we not moving? Why are we not moving? Why are we not moving? There's so much we want to do. Why are we not moving? And now that I've gotten to the bottom of it with some support and some help, I don't feel frozen anymore. Now I feel like with all of my palpitating heart, I'm going to move forward anyway. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that it was helpful. I hope that you take something away from it for your personal life, for your personal journey. Thank you for being here, and we'll do it again next week. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. But before you go, I'd love to invite you to share with me what's coming up. What are some breakthroughs or discoveries you experienced after listening to this episode? I would love to hear. If you're wanting to share that with me, and if you are wanting support to work through those things, you can go ahead and fill out the application in the show notes. You can fill out this application so that I can get to know a little bit more about you, what's coming up, and then my team and I will reach out to you. We'll respond within 24 to 48 hours if it makes sense for us to set up time, because I would love to see how I can support you in having these breakthroughs and really transitioning your life into more pleasure. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the Virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.